Since this is the anniversary of the church, I thought maybe I would start by speaking from up here this morning. You don't see me speak from up here too often. So I think maybe it's an appropriate way to start, since this is the anniversary of the church and we're talking about our foundation and our history of the church and what, pardon me, what God has been doing. I don't know what you know about the history of our church. And to be honest, I've placed my glasses someplace and I can't read it either until I find them. Where did I put my glasses? Ah. One of the things about history is as you get older, which I was told this past week as I had my eyes examined, I'm going to have glasses more often. What do we know about the history of our church? When was the church founded? 1870. It was the first congregational church of Strongsville. It started, what, 1 year after the city was founded. And it started meeting in a log cabin, that was built in the community. It wasn't a church building. It was a community center. And a lot of times the churches start that way. They're built in a community center, and a small group of people get together and go, there's a need in our community. The need is for us to have a church. And so as the city of Strongsville started, one of the first things that happened was that need for a community church was started. It was in 1819 that they erected that log cabin, couple years after the church started getting organized, and the church met there for quite a while until the white church was built in 1836. In 1836, the founders of our church got together and they raised enough money to build a wooden structure called the White Church. They worshiped in that white church until a time of struggle came about. The time of struggle came about around 1836, 1837, when a issue of justice divided our church. The issue was about slavery, And the church divided and became two separate congregations, one that was in favor of slavery and one that was not. After a while, the churches, they built a new building, one called the Brick Church. It was the Free Church. It built the building called the Brick Church. And then many years later, the church finally got together and reunited at the leadership of one of their great pastors, Reverend Turner. It took over 5 years for the church and to meet together and share times together and to go through the struggles before they decided that they were to be reunited in 1882. A time of struggle. You know, it isn't always that everybody in our congregation agrees. We're congregational. In fact, I don't think there's a time when any of us agree. Maybe a little bit, but there are always people with differing opinions, and that's okay. That's what makes us who we are. Just as this congregational meeting today, this worship service that we're starting today, isn't agreed upon by everybody. But it is something that we will use with God's direction to grow. There have been other things that have been going. The Lady AIDS Society in 1982 had a dining room and a kitchen erected. And Betty Craig has been operating it ever since. Yes? In 1981, the thrift shop opened. Yes. And Lola was there with the first bag. Almost, right? And many years the church has sought to grow a little at a time. The property behind us was purchased for, well, the adjoining property in 1983 was purchased for $100,000, and the parking lot was completed at the at a cost of $100,000. And then the property west of the church was purchased for $150,000. And now we've purchased another piece of property behind the church for $110,000, something like that, $1,000. As we continue to expand and look towards the future for our congregation here. And it looks to me like looking through the record, which, by the way, you would get if you came to the Journey in Faith class. Hint, Journey in Faith class. Since 2000, there has been something changing almost every year. Something new and exciting that's been going on. And we're getting ready to enter into a new time, a new phase, a new understanding of who we are as Strongsville United Church of Christ. However, you know, I love these things. They're for collections, as you saw. And, in those days, they would go like this. And if you didn't put any money, they'd go like this. You know? And I kind of like them because if you were asleep, I'd go, you know. They also had these things called ticklers. They had a long cane that had a feather on the end. And the ushers would come down the side aisles, and if they saw you sleeping, they would take and tickle your nose with the feathers. I think there's a wonderful, I think we ought to get those back. Yeah, but instead of feathers, we need to put one of those tasers on them. Modern day, let's up the ante. Yes, let's up the ante. All right. The scriptures today, when we look at the scripture today, we see that during the writing of John in the book of Revelation, it begins by the word of the Lord coming to John, and John writing the word of the Lord saying, write these letters, if you will, write these instructions to all of the churches, the major churches that are within the realm of Christianity. These were the major churches that were written. And it's like God giving them a look into those churches. So I started wondering. We're 196 years old. What do you think it would be like if God wrote us a letter? Well, I thought maybe we might do a little exercise here. Were you going to come up and help me? These are how it all starts out. All the letters start out in the book of Revelation. To the angel of the church in Strongsville, write. What do you think? I'm going to ask you to help me write this letter. What might the angel... Okay. Don't let Pastor Becky write the letter. How would it begin? Usually when it says, when it begins, it talks about, I'm the one who knew you and some reference to Christ. But then he goes on to say, I see this in you. I see what you have done. So over the last 196 years, what might be what Christ would write in this? What would Jesus tell? I see that you've been faithful, okay, for 196 years. What else? You know the history of the church. What else might be in the letter that we would receive from God? I see you've been getting my message out. What else? I see that you feed them well, yes. There is no shortage of food. Okay, what else might be in there? Yes, Doug.
The church worked to fight against slavery.
You stood strong against slavery? What else?
Welcome everyone.
You welcome all who come in the door? Or welcome everyone? What else might we put in there? What else? What would you put in there? Yeah, you. Anything?
Thankful to be here.
That God is thankful that we are here. Okay? Others? All right, yes. For the music you provide. This makes us feel pretty good, doesn't it? You know? I see that you've been faithful, that you are delivering my message, that you're feeding the people, that you stood against slavery, that you welcome all, that you're grateful, and that you provide music for the wonderful music you've been providing. Now, but I hold these things against you. Because that's the second half of the letters always. You've done these wonderful things, but I hold this against you. What would God say? Say it again?
Gossiping or little clicks.
All right, that sometimes you get a little clicky. Ooh. What else might God say to us?
Are you always forgiving?
That what? Not always,
always forgiving.
That we are always forgiving or not always?
Not.
Not always forgiving. What else?
Giving out into the community. I think we're doing more of that now. For over 196 years, I don't know how long.
Maybe you've lost your zeal a bit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back to the food one. You feed the people, but usually only those are within your walls. What else might we put in there? Yes. We're not giving enough worship. What else might be in there? Anything else?
We worry about the building and not passing the rotten apple.
Okay, we worry more about the building than spreading the word. Did you notice by any chance as I was reading to you all those things that are in the history of the church, everything is about the building? Maybe that'll tell us something. What else? Anything else? Back to another page? You think he'd write two pages? Maybe. Maybe what he then would say to us is to... Maybe what he would say to us is, refocus! Put the mission first. Go back to the fire that you once had. You know, we did a little thing here called growing Strongsville United Church of Christ. We did that as a community. And we put down some pretty good goals. And some of these are going to be coming to you a little later on. We put down that we had four major areas where we wanted to work over the next couple of years. The first one is growing attendance. Growing attendance. We believe that in the year 2014 that our attendance should grow to 151 plus. And that in 3 years, our attendance should be 250 plus. And in 5 years, our attendance goal is to reach 400 plus people in attendance per week. We have communication goals. And basically, our communication goals are to increase and improve our internal and external communication methods. So that we are talking among ourselves, that we are sharing information. Put a note here, send this one to Congress, will you? We have a Christian education goals. We want to raise our attendance in Christian education by the end of 2014 to an average of 25. And I think we're well on the way to that. And in 3 years, 50. And in 5 years, at least 100. At least 100. When was the last time we had 100 kids in the Sunday school? Can anybody remember when we had 100 kids? How many kids were you in your... You back to the first confirmation class. How many kids were in your confirmation class? 20 or so? Yeah? That's great. Wouldn't it be great to have 30 or 40 in the confirmation class? Okay. Now, all you were in the confirmation class and you were here from that time, what are the names of the two midwives of Israel? Man! Who was your confirmation teacher? Reverend Klein, and he didn't teach you how to... The two midwives of Israel... Man. Okay, and the last area is outreach. Outreach. To develop an outreach program that serves outreach program and services that build relationships within the community and the church. And some of those ideas that we came up with are a feeding program for the poor and a luncheon program for seniors and other activities that get us out and be more in the community. Write one up here, will you? Just across, you can just write it like that if you want. Follow through with the vision you have put forth. I think if God would tell us one thing, it would be follow through with the vision. Because the vision came from Him. The vision came from Him. Now you can also take this and do it on your own personal life. How would it look if God wrote you a personal letter? To the angel that resides in Rachel's house, or Ken's house, or Barb's house. What would it say? Would it say, I have seen you be faithful? I have known what you have done. You have sought to follow me. All these things? It would, because all of us have done many wonderful things. But then, what might it say when they put in that little line that says, but I hold these things against you. Now, I'm not going to ask you to write those things down here, because they're for you. But this comes from the one who was and is to come. And he already knows. But think for yourself how you would answer those questions. How have I lived my life? The good things that I've done and the bad. But then ask yourself a question. What would God want me to do with whatever time I have left? And nobody knows the time. Andrew's 35 years old today. And so he thinks he might have another 50 years. Or he may only have 50 seconds. What are you going to do with the time? And at the end, we'll say, I knocked at your door and you opened it. And I came into you. And now you are welcome to sit at my throne as I have sat at my Father's throne. Is that what he's going to say to you? 196 years. You think we have a few more left? We do, as long as we take seriously what Jesus wants us to do. May he add his blessing to this word. And may it resonate in your heart. Amen.